Boise City leaders have been saying for months that the homeless camp near downtown is unsafe, unhealthy, and would not be allowed to remain long term. Today, Boise police began clearing the alley known as Cooper Court. Our Adam Cotterell has been on site much of the day, but is here in studio for an update. Adam, what's been going on?
Well, when I got to Cooper Court around 8 this morning, there were maybe a couple dozen protesters on the corner near the alley. There were several groups represented among them, including the ACLU of Idaho. And many of the signs they were holding specifically blamed Boise Mayor Dave Beter for the city's homeless problems.
What did you see happening in the alley?
Well, all the tents that were up last night when the residents were told they'd have to leave today still seem to be up. There were a few people in the alley packing up their possessions. Brady Hester was loading a sleeping bag and some backpacks onto a bike trailer.
I am packing my stuff because I'm being evicted from my house, which is my tent.
I got too much invested in what I've got to lose it. And it's because I just got out of prison a couple months ago. And I lost everything I owned.
Keeping their property secure is one of the biggest concerns for alley residents. For some, in fact, their belongings are the reason they don't go into the shelters. But Hester's main concern was that he keep his small dog with him at all times.
The city has said there were around 135 people sleeping at Cooper Court. This is just one of them, but where was he planning to go?
Mr. Hester and many others in the alley were hopeful about a rumor making its way around the alley that the city was going to provide them a new place to stay. The city has been saying all along that the alley residents need to go into the existing shelters, and the residents have been saying they need another option.
And did the rumor pan out?
At a press conference the city held this morning at the Fort Boise Community Center in North Boise, Mayor Beter said Cooper Court residents could stay tonight in the gym at Fort Boise. They'll have 200 cots ready to go. Anyone who goes there will get a change of clothes, meals until tomorrow night, and help connecting to other resources. But they can only stay one night. Beter stressed that this whole move is about public safety and that the city would treat the people with compassion and do everything in its power to help the people in the alley.
But at the end of the day, they simply cannot stay in the situation that's developed at Cooper Court. That much we know. We have marshaled all the resources in an amazing list to address all the situations that could come up. But in the end, they simply cannot stay where they have been.
The evictions hadn't started at Cooper Court while that press conference was happening. But what did you see when you went back to the alley?
Well, barricades had been erected at the entrances. They were made out of pallets, but were mostly symbolic. Police were moving in and out freely. The alley was pretty crowded, but by that time, there were a lot more people there who were not homeless than who were homeless. The non-homeless included police, homeless advocates, volunteers who wanted to help, and reporters. The Cooper Court residents were mostly gone, but their tents were still there.
Where did the Tent City residents go?
I don't know. But by that time, very few of them had taken the city up on any of the services it was offering.
What was happening when you left the scene?
Well, I left about 12:30, and city reps were telling journalists then that they couldn't be in the operation area without an official escort. A city spokesman, Mike Journey, says the city's goal isn't necessarily to limit reporters' access, but he says police are essentially negotiating with the homeless to try and get them to leave on their own. And there's concern on the city's part that the presence of reporters at certain times could hinder what police are trying to do.
And you're going to head back now?
Yes, I'll update you throughout All Things Considered as I get new information. We're also updating our coverage at BoiseStatePublicRadio.org.
Thanks, Adam.
You're welcome.
Adam Cotterell is reporting on the evolving situation as the Boise police evict more than 100 homeless people from the tent camp near downtown.